from every situation. And he's going to use your experiences, your mess, and he's going to make it into his message, and you're going to help people.
Talks truth, live from the booth, always speaks 100 proof. She's bringing to you words of encouragement with the funny twist to feed your soul like it's nourishment. While you're listening, I hope you catch a feeling, cause Tina talks truth about hope, truth, and healing. So I hope you tuning in to the radio. Tina talks truth is the only way to go.
Good morning. It's Tina Levine with Tina Talks Truth Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in and listening on One Jam Nation Radio. And happy Wednesday. It's Wednesday, y'all. Ooh, ooh. What an exciting day. What are you doing today? Is the sun shining? I can't hear you. Just playing. Well, I hope that you are feeling blessed today. If not, just keep listening because our guest today is going to bless you abundantly. If you are feeling blessed, keep listening because our guest is just going to make you feel even more blessed. We have a very, very special guest, and not only is she a motivational speaker, an author, a ministry leader, but she's my friend. Believe it or not, I have a few friends. And she is just incredible. And we'll get to her in just a minute. I just want to thank you all for the prayers. Keep them coming. You know, there's still people here that are recovering and rebuilding after Hurricane Irma. So just keep praying for us Floridians, and we are strong. We are a strong lot, and we will overcome this. It's just going to take time, but I do want to thank everybody for your prayers. I want to thank you for any donations that have come in, and also thank you to the selfless first responders out there, the linemen that are working like 50,000 hours a day. They've come from all over the United States to come down and help us. And so I just thank all of for being so selfless. It's sad that there's a tragedy and a traumatic event like this, that it forces us to come together, not to divide us. But, you know, God works everything out for good. And I have to say, what the media is not sharing, this is what I want to share on Tina Talks Truth Radio Show, because, you know, I'm all about speaking some truth, because the truth is there is hope. But also what the media doesn't share is what we're feeling and what we're seeing down here. And let me just tell you, we have a sense of community. There's people that have spoke to me that I've lived beside, and I haven't spoke to them in 5 months, the whole time I've lived here. And they are actually having eye contact and asking how I'm doing and if I need anything. So this storm has definitely brought the best out of everybody. If somebody is not asking or being kind, ask how you could pray for them. You know, we're to stand in the gap. No matter what, there's people that are struggling, and maybe they were suffering before the storm, and they're suffering even more. So this is where we need to step up as Christians, faithful followers of Jesus Christ, and we need to step up and we need to stand in the gap for these people and ask them, how can I pray for you? What can I do for you today just to make you smile? So sometimes it's just giving a person a bag of ice, you know? Oh, that's a hot commodity down here. For all of you in other countries listening, ice, you know, just to have some ice is a blessing to some people here because they don't have power in that. So anyways, I'm just going to pray now. So if you can join me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for breath today. I thank you for another opportunity to shine your light, Lord, to stand in the shadow of you, to glorify you, God, and just give you all the praise. We just thank you for taking that hurricane. You know, the hurricane that the measurements were larger than our whole state of Florida. But you, Lord, you just made it. You blew it off the track, and it could have been absolutely devastating on the west coast of Florida, where I live. And Lord, you just provided that protection, and I thank you for that. I thank you for all the good that is happening out of this traumatic experience for many. I thank you for the people that are having the hands and feet of Christ, God in the flesh, those people that are inviting us over for dinner and games and just to have fun. What a community that you've created out of this hurricane. And I just thank each one of my listeners. And Lord, I just ask for a hedge of protection around each one of them, no matter what they're doing right now, Lord, that you know the desires of their hearts. And I just ask that you bless them right now in this moment, God. And I thank you for this opportunity to just share hope, joy, laughter, and healing on Tina Talks Truth Radio Show. I lift up everyone that has any kind of medical concern, or maybe you got a diagnosis that just kind of, you know, surprised you, and you just don't know how to handle that right now. God has a plan. So, you know, cast that burden to God. God, I just ask that you give them peace and comfort at this time. And Lord, I lift up all of our friends and our family and ask for travel mercies as people are coming back from evacuating the state. And Lord, just ask for a hand of healing on each family and each person at this time. And we know that you get all the glory and that you are Alpha and Omega and our healer. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Our guest today is Cole Ian. She's a motivational speaker, an author, and the founder of DID Discovering Hope Ministry. Cole is going to bring you so much hope as she explains and educates you about mental health conditions such as DID, which is dissociative identity disorder. She has such a gift of explaining and educating the world about this condition. I just want to share 2 Corinthians 1:7. We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us. I encourage you to listen to this interview, because you're going to be comforted. You're going to actually witness Jesus' healing as well as the recovery of traumatic abuse from her testimony. She's going to share just a remarkable testimony. So without further ado, this is my friend, Cole Ian.
Good morning. It's Tina Levine with Tina Talks Truth Radio Show, and we have a very special guest and pretty incredible friend of mine. Cole Ian is a motivational speaker, author, and founder of DID Discovering Hope Ministry. Hi, Cole Ian.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed, and I'm grateful that I'm here being able to talk with you.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know what? God is so good. We weathered that hurricane, and I believe that your house is still intact, and you're doing well.
Yes, our house is intact. No power yet, but hopefully soon.
Well, let me know. You know what? We are ice dealers right now, and I'm not talking crystal ice. I'm talking like ice dealers. It's amazing. You know, all the stores are sold out of ice, and so we have just kind of adopted this new job of making ice and then delivering it to our friends. So let us know if you need some ice.
We're good. Thank you.
You know what? It's the simple things, right?
It is.
We're just so blessed to just go back to the basics and be so grateful for what God has given us, and he truly saved us from this storm.
Amen. Yes.
So I actually got to meet Cole Ian 7 years ago in Celebrate Recovery at our church, Harborside Christian Church. I've always just been, Cole, you're just one of those people that you're just a light. You know what happens to flies and insects? They're attracted to that light. And so I was attracted to your light from the beginning. And I tell you, when you share your testimony, it is heart-wrenching and just unbelievable. I think I've shared with you before, it was just you and I, that you are so intelligent. I just don't think you understand how intelligent you are, but you just have it so much together. And for you to found this DID Discovering Hope Ministry, it's just unbelievable. You're helping so many people, and I just thank you for your book that is now released and you doing this ministry, and you have an event coming up. So if you could just share with our audience, what is DID Discovering Hope Ministry, and how did you come about it?
Well, this could take all day. Well, DID Ministry, first I have to say DID stands for Dissociative Identity Disorder, which is a defense or a reaction disorder from stressful and traumatic experiences. And it's from repeated trauma, which results in a person developing a dissociation, which can lead to separation of two or more distinct identities or personalities. And Discovering Hope was founded about 3 years ago, realizing myself that while I love my church, I love the Lord, I love the support that I've received in Celebrate Recovery, there's a lot of people that don't understand dissociative identity disorder. It's very misleading. There's a big stigma. There's more people out there with it than I think people even realize. So Discovering Hope came to be so that we can provide resources, we can provide therapy, we can provide mentoring to women who have been through just horrific atrocities through childhood into adulthood that struggle with, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, complex post-traumatic stress disorder, and dissociative disorders and trauma disorders. And we spread the gospel, we share Jesus, and we give them hope through that.
That is awesome. And you do. You give hope not only to these individuals that you actually serve through this ministry and sharing the gospel and therapy and just providing all these resources, but you give hope to so many other people. How is it, if you could just take us through like a day, I know in your book you really go into it, and I tell you, it is everyone has to get this book. It's called DID, Discovering Hope. It is incredible. It takes you through, you know what, I'm going to quote your husband because I love that he wrote a chapter. And yes, this is a quote from your husband. Life with Cool and the system is a never-ending adventure. And it helps me to see it that way. What an incredible heart this man has, first of all. Like, wow, God really selected him just for you. I truly believe he created Johnny just for you. And throughout this book, you do such an unbelievable job at taking the reader and our listeners through what it's like daily. So if you could just share a little bit, I know it's in the book, but I want our listeners to hear it. Cool, Ian, if you could please share, what's a daily routine or a day look like inside with your system?
Well, first I have to say, I agree with you about my husband. God truly did make him just perfectly for me. I truly believe that. He has been a huge support in my recovery. What is a day like for me? Well, what most people would think is typical is not for me. I start off my day with a lot of communication within. I have talk. I have to organize. I have to come together as if I had maybe 10 children, and I have to organize, get them situated, get them ready, and start my day. I can wake up with a day that's with lots of headaches. I can wake up with a day that is peaceful. It just, you never know. And it is an adventure. Some days I feel very disconnected with myself. Others having personalities, others come out and they communicate and they talk. And I'm kind of the backseat driver sometimes. I'm the one who's witnessing, but not really fully there. If that's a better way of saying it. I do, as in my recovery, I have gained a lot of agreements, and we all work together. We all do things together to help to just to be in peace and be able to work and be able to live and just to be peaceful and joyful. And our main focus is God. Every day is God. It's not our will, it's His will, and we have to focus on that. We have to focus on, I think I mentioned in my book about, you know, pity parties. And well, there is a point of recovery where we need to be focusing on our healing, and we need to be focusing on the struggles of that, and going through the process of that is important, but not staying in it. And I think that that is the biggest, probably important thing for me, is not being the victim anymore.
I love that. And I love in your book, you actually have 22 techniques that you use for self-care. I love it. And it's great for everyone. I'm like, well, I'm going to follow this every day. This is just incredible. You know, some of those techniques you say is about having personal time, just to relax, you know, exercise, breathing. How many people need to be reminded just to breathe? We get so overwhelmed and frustrated sometimes that we just have to focus on breathing slowly. Like you, I'm quoting you in this book right now, 12-step recovery group. And it's important to connect with those people. Mm-hmm. Like you said, focus on God. And mm-hmm. what I think is just fascinating is that you stated about having these agreements with your system. Yeah. And you actually prefer to call them individuals and not parts. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. I remember you saying that. And so for you to actually have these agreements for these individuals and then to bring them all together and focus on God and that recovery process, that's just amazing to me. What a gift of administration, you know? That is like, wow. Like you said, it's like having 10 children, you know? I can't imagine that. This book is just so fascinating. Can you share with the audience, when did you start writing the book and how long did it take you?
Well, gosh, man, I started the book probably about 4 years ago. And when I began to write the book, it wasn't to write a book. It was just to get my stuff out. It was to just share and, you know, all the pain and the hurt from my childhood. It was just to get it out in the open and not keep it a secret anymore. And so that's where it began. And then as I began to write, the more healing I received, you know, talking about the self-care and painting and listening and breathing, as you said, is huge to be doing. You know, I had to go through all of that. And I started that actually right when I started recovery. And, you know, I learned grounding techniques, which these are a lot of grounding techniques that people who have anxiety that are struggling, it doesn't have to be dissociative disorders. I mean, anyone can be doing this just to ground themselves. So that's where it started about 4 years ago. And then it just took off to what it is now, a book.
A book that is going to heal so many hearts. And you do get into your testimony. And I remember you saying at your book release party that, yes, you did share some of that testimony, but you were also very careful on what you selected to share, not to trigger people. You did a fantastic job at getting deep, but not digging so deep that it will trigger people. So I really, you know, commend you on that, because, you know, coming from a past of trauma, sometimes that can happen, is you get so focused on that and you start digging, and it can trigger other people. And what I love about your book is you focus so much on the recovery and the hope. That's what is just so amazing. And you brought up about the secret that, you know, one of the things that we actually realize or learn in recovery is we're as sick as our secret. Well, yep. When we start to share those secrets, it relieves that stress. Mm-hmm. And that trauma and that, you know, with that PTSD. So it's just an amazing book. You got to get out there. You got to get this book, people. It's on Amazon. Also, can you share with our audience your website?
Sure. My website is DIDDiscoveringHope.org. DIDDiscoveringHope.org.
Okay. DIDDiscoveringHope.org. So they can go on Amazon, they can find the book on there. Tell us a little bit about this event that you have on October 7th.
Oh, yes. Thank you for bringing that up, Gina. October 7th, it's a full-day conference from 8:30 in the morning when registration, and it ends at 5:30. It's for anyone who knows people who've been through trauma, anyone who works with people who've been through trauma, social workers, foster parents, Celebrate Recovery leaders. I really strongly say Celebrate Recovery leaders should really attend the conference. Conference is about trauma and dissociative identity disorder. We have a key speaker, Dr. Colin Ross, who is an amazing pioneer, basically, for those that have dissociative identity disorder, all the way back from probably the 70s and 80s. He's an author of over 28 books. He is probably the most well-known author and the only author that has wrote so many books on dissociation. And he has a trauma institute in Texas for people who have been through severe childhood trauma, and he works with them. He's going to be speaking at this event. Of course, there will be other speakers as well. We have 4 therapists that are going to be speaking on dissociative and their experiences. And of course, this is faith-based, so there will be worship. You know, we are going to bring Jesus in, because Jesus is the main healer. He is the ultimate healer in recovery. But I think it's important that we are educated in our community and the people that we serve, foster care. You know, we have a duty, at least I feel like I have a duty, to educate the world on this, and it's really unfortunate many people don't understand it or even know about it. So the conference is going to be basically just that, what I said, and it's going to be a full day. Lunch is provided, and you can register online. Again, DID, discoveringhope.org. If, you know, you need a scholarship, we're not turning anyone away. We want everyone to be able to come to this. And so if you need a scholarship, please, you can, you know, go onto the website and contact me, and we will get you, we will find a way for you to get to this conference. Like I said, it's beneficial, it's educational, and I believe it's going to be very healing, even for people who have dissociative disorders, trauma disorders, and they're interested in, you know, wanting to understand more about it. You know, they should come to therapists, counselors, they should come. It's actually going to be at Harborside Christian Church in Safety Harbor. Harborside Christian Church, it will be there. So
awesome. Okay. And I really pray that it touches and heals so many people. Like you said, Jesus is the healer, and he's also our provider. And you know, one of the things that I just love about your testimony, Cole Ian, is your relationship with your father and your mother. That when you read the book, people, you're going to hear of her testimony, the miraculous Jesus part of all of this is that you actually forgave and healed your relationship with both of your parents before they passed on.
Yes, that was, again, God can restore all things. And there was complete healing. It was an amazing encouragement. It just showed that God is in the midst of everything. And he sure did restore a relationship, you know, with my father, who was not in my life at all. He abandoned me when I was an infant. And, you know, we met before he passed away, and we had a year to just share and talk. It was beautiful. I was able to share my past with him, and he was open and loving and supportive. And he knew the 12 steps, like God planned it, you know, that he knew the 12 steps of recovery, and, you know, he knew Jesus. And that was so humbling for me. And, you know, I talk about that in my book. I talk about the five facts of truth, you know, and you know, doing the work and being humble and recognizing it was not my fault. All of these are talked about in my book, but really it was because my father really showed me through that, you know, my heavenly father and then my earthly father, you know, I really saw that. And my mother, you know, she just recently passed away. The last 4 years of her life before she died was really forgiveness and working a forgiveness process with her, and her being open and healing herself through her own midst of her own struggles. She was a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, so was my father. And so that was just, again, a beautiful restoring of validation between both of them, that God just really brought that together, and complete peace of knowing that I have, you know, parents in the midst of their own failures, that they woke up and saw truth, and God revealed that truth to them. And that was a beautiful gift.
Absolutely. It's so touching. I had the pleasure of meeting your mother numerous times, and just the smile on her face, you could just tell how proud she was of you. And the relationship you both had together is just so heartwarming. And, you know, I'm so sorry about her loss. But you were there every minute of her last moments on earth, and what a gift that was.
It was beautiful. And you know, thank you. I'm not sorry. She's dancing with Jesus. I'm jealous. I want to be dancing with Jesus. I'm not sorry. I'm so grateful that she went in a peaceful way. She did not suffer. And, you know, she knew the Lord, you know, before she passed away, she knew the Lord. And, you know, it was a beautiful thing. And I had complete peace, and I rejoiced in that, rejoiced in her and just her willingness. And so she went to Christ in a peaceful way. There was no suffering.
Awesome. Yep. She's probably doing, you know, a little breakdance move here and there, and a little two-step with Jesus.
I could just talk to her, yeah.
She strikes me as she would probably like the line dancing. Was she into country music?
She was into country music. It's so funny that you say that, because she was. Matter of fact, I just got a whole bunch of her CDs, and they're all country. I'm like, really, Mom?
so she's country line dancing up there with Jesus.
a little oldies too. She was a big Elvis Presley fan, so she's probably up there dancing to Elvis Presley. So
she's probably having a bacon and peanut butter sandwich with Elvis too. Oh my goodness! I hope they have bacon in heaven. Do you think they have bacon in heaven?
Oh, I hope they have bacon in heaven. Yeah.
I sure hope so. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay, so I always ask my guests just four simple questions of what brings you hope?
My hope is in Jesus. That gives me purpose each and every day. My hope is with Jesus, and he gives me purpose.
Awesome. What brings you joy?
Seeing how God just does transformation, watching someone who is really in a dark place and then seeing them come out of it is so breathtakingly beautiful and joyful to me. You know, I love seeing that. And again, it goes right back to that hope, you know. Joy is, it comes with hope, you know, and I just love seeing the joy on someone's face when they really finally get it, or, you know, when they get that light of, I get Jesus, I get it now, you know, and that is a beautiful thing for me to be able to be honored to witness that occasionally.
Yes, it's a miracle, isn't it?
It is just a beautiful miracle. God is just amazing, and it's just beautiful to see it.
Oh, absolutely. And how important is laughter to you?
Oh, my goodness, Tia, I'm so glad that you are in my life because I need laughter. Laughter is a key point of healing. You know, you need to have fun. You need to be able to enjoy things. Laughter is, you know, right up there with Jesus. We have to laugh. You know, we can't sit in just our junk of the world and life. And life gets in our way sometimes. We just laugh. Laughter is healing. It's good for the heart. That's really statistically correct. You know, I mean, if you look that up, laughter does so many things for us. You know, we need it. We need it for recovery. We need it for just daily living. And I'm grateful that I have laughter. I laugh about my own stuff. I have to. It gives me peace to have a little humor even in the midst of whatever, you know, junk that I'm going through. You know, I mean, laughter is important, and to be a little bit relaxed, not to take everything so all at once. And you know, I was a big perfect person. I needed to be perfect, and laughter helps me to stay grounded and realize it's okay if I mess up and I can joke about it.
Absolutely. One of the things I learned in recovery is, you know, I don't have to be a 10 today. I can be a 5, you know, because I struggled with that perfectionism. And, right. You know, I don't have to try to be perfect today. I can be a 5 and I'm okay with that. So, you know.
And even if you feel it's a 1. Even if you feel it's a 1, you know, it's okay, you know. I mean,
that's
one
right.
day at a time.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes it's 1 second at a time.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I definitely, today I'm about a 3. I'm sitting here in my pajamas. I did take a shower. That's a start.
Well, you beat me. I'm still in my pajamas. So.
Oh, goodness. You know, you did say that laughter is a part of healing. And how does one know that they are healing?
For me, wow, there's so many things. I think one is realizing you can laugh. I remember a place when I was in a dark, dark place. Laughter was really, really hard for me. So healing, you know, seeing that I can laugh, peace, the peace that I receive, only that Christ can give me, being able to be real. Realness is really huge for me. I'm real about my stuff. I'm real about my character defects. I'm real about those things, and that gives me peace, and that shows me my healing, because I'm recognizing that I am not perfect. And through my realness, you know, seeing how I'm being that way helps other people, brings joy to me again, you know, going back to that question. I just find, you know, the more of my recovery that I'm working on, the more I keep, you know, keeping with the steps. Step studies are important, you know, 12 steps of recovery, living one day at a time, one moment at a time, remembering that I am powerless, that only God can do this. All those things implement my recovery. And, you know, when I'm not doing those things, I can tell instantly. I can tell in my body and my soul, my spirit and my mind. And so for me, I just have to recognize that when I have that peace, I'm coming full forth of what crisis has me doing, and I'm healing every day. And it's not 100%. It won't be until I get to meet Christ, but some days it's better than others.
Amen. Yes, definitely. Some days are better than others. And then also you said about keeping it real and having that peace. And one of the things that I always try to encourage people is that just because you have a bad moment doesn't mean it has to be a bad day or week or month, you know? Mm-hmm. We can recover from that bad moment, and we can find peace again, like in your book about breathing, you know, just to breathe and, okay, that was a bad moment. I can move on and find peace and heal. And it is, it's a process, and I thank you for sharing that. How can we, as in, you know, my audience, my listeners, and I, how can we pray for you all and your ministry?
Please pray for those that are really needing to receive healing, to accept healing. Pray for those that are going through complete trauma right now, because they're still in it. If they're not receiving their healing, they're still in that trauma. And so pray for those people. Pray that myself, as a leader, as humble myself to be a servant as well. Just pray for my healing continuously. Pray for what God has called me to do and to be strong through that. One of the things that I always try to remember is it's okay if I feel afraid, but I can push through it and be brave. That is something that's important. So just keep praying for that, praying for those that are in the ministry, in Discovering Hope Ministries, that are helping and volunteering and taking the time to be that support to others and volunteering, you know, the women that we mentor, pray for them. And just pray that God continues to grow it. He is. He's doing beautiful things, you know. Donations are huge, helpful, because that helps provide the therapy, mental health therapists for these women who really, really need it. So there's just so many things that we could be praying for: healing, health, resources, and all the women that are coming to us, and for those to know Christ, to really come to know Him as their personal Savior.
Absolutely. We will do that. We'll be praying and lifting you and your ministry up. Please, everyone, go and register for her DID Discovering Hope event on October 7th in Safety Harbor at Harborside Christian Church, and also her book, DID Discovering Hope, Dissociative Identity Disorder by Cole Ian. It's on Amazon. And I tell you, it is beautiful. I love the purple. I love the cover. It's just beautiful. And on the back there, your friend who's an artist actually did a painting of you and your individuals. And it is just beautiful. It's just, you got to see it, people. And you got to get this book, because it's going to help so many people. And I believe you said that the proceeds are going directly into your ministry.
Yep. Yes. Everything, any orders for my book do not go to me. They go directly to Discovering Hope.
Awesome. So when people purchase your book, those dollars are actually going straight into DID Discovering Hope Ministry to help share the gospel and provide therapy and resources and just so much help to those that need it and need the healing. And so I thank you, my friend. I thank you so much for taking time to be on Tina Talks Truth Radio Show. And thank you for being my friend and my husband's friend. You and Johnny are just incredible and just such blessings to many of us.
Well, you guys are a blessing to us. I always appreciate you and Warren so very much. I love you guys, and I'm just so grateful that you think of me, and I'm thankful that you came and, you know, asked me questions. And you are also, I want to give you credit, because you are also an editor of my book. You helped me with this. And so I just want to say thank you for all your help and your heart. And you guys are just amazing, doing God things, and that's awesome. And I appreciate you guys very, very much, and love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Thank you so much, Cole. You are just such a blessing. You know, John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Girl, I am just so grateful that you shine your light and that God gives you a platform to do that. Your book is just so inspirational, but your ministry is healing hearts. It literally is helping people. You're in the trenches, and I just appreciate your friendship, and I admire that you are so willing to give people hope and joy and laughter and healing. And we will definitely pray for your healing and to stay humble. And I love how you said about being afraid and how you're going to focus more on being brave. And I love that you share about focusing on God. And that recovery is a process. It takes time, and we have to be gentle with ourselves. A lot of times we are our worst critic, and so we can be really rough on ourselves. And thank you for reminding us that we need to be gentle with ourselves and treat ourselves like our own best friends. I encourage you to please register for her event, the DID event on October 7th in Safety Harbor. Anyone that is struggling at all, if it's depression or anxiety or DID or any type of mental health condition, this is an incredible book, not just for those individuals that may be struggling, but also for the family and friends to understand, to educate yourself. Like Cole Ian shared, every bit of money that comes in for this book, it goes straight into her ministry. So that is just such a blessing. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Tina Talks Truth radio show. I thank One Jam Nation Radio for hosting Tina Talks Truth radio show. Thank you to Idioms for the introduction song. And it wouldn't be Tina Talks Truth radio show without my closing. Here's Victor.
This is Victor with Tina Talks Truth. And the truth is, the only joy of life is God Himself. The truth is, there is hope.